We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
This is the year Texas needs to walk the walk after talking the talk.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Hurts brings something that no other Sooner on the roster has experienced, and that's a national championship.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Oh, what a busy day. Man. I'm exhausted. It was busy, but a fun day. I was in Kansas City for the Big 12 Basketball Media Day. I was at Sprint Center for the men. The women were over at Municipal Auditorium. But yeah, just a great day. And I'm a little bummed because it was so busy, and then I had to get back here to the Learfield IMG College headquarters for the show tonight. That I didn't get any great Kansas City barbecue, so I'm bummed about that. That is a must. Now, look, I don't want to get into this whole barbecue debate. I don't want people from Texas saying we've got the. I'm not saying who's got the best. Listen, if you have barbecue in your name, it's good. All right, Carolina barbecue, yeah. Kansas City, sure. Texas, yeah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where it's at. So I don't want to get into. So I shouldn't even say great barbecue. Just barbecue. It's just it is great. I don't even need to say that. That's redundant. So yeah, I was bummed out about that, but. Had a great time. I'll get a little bit later in the show. I'll get to some of the you know pure basketball stuff if we've got some time. Obviously, we've got to recap a great football weekend and look ahead. We've got some good games. But we'll try to squeeze in some basketball at the end. But there are three stories that just kind of stuck out, three, four things. My initial take on the men's basketball season, lots of freshmen, lots of transfers. On a lot of teams. And then you bring in some of the new rule changes, the three-point line being moved, the shot clock goes to 20 after an offensive rebound. They're going to start calling flopping and head bobs. I guess they're tired of it looking like soccer. No knock on soccer, but the flopping will go away. So a lot of different things going on. So a lot of rules, a lot of things that players are going to have to adjust to. And then you have these rosters that have turned over quite a bit. And so I think you'll see a wide open race in the Big 12 this year. And I think every fan base, there will be a moment for your team where you will be 1 minute saying, gosh, we look really good. We look really good. This is our conference. And then you may go a game or two where you're absolutely pulling your hair out. That's what it could be this year. I mean, that's my just listening to the coaches and just the turnover in their rosters. So. We'll see how that goes. But I want to play three good cuts here. Baylor coach Scott Drew, it was his birthday today. And so that was mentioned when he met with the whole crowd. And then later on in the morning, early afternoon part, they had little breakout sessions. And so I had a chance to talk with Scott one-on-one. And I joked with him and I said, well, look, outside of today being the lamest way to spend your birthday, needing to spend it with us in the media, give me your second worst birthday. But he shared another crazy media day story in Kansas City 12 years ago.
I'll just give you a media day one, not necessarily a birthday, but my second child was born during media day. So I had to end media day a little early to be there to make it. And I think I was the only dad helping with the Lamaze breathing in a suit. So straight from media day to the hospital to see Peyton born was... That was even more an exciting media day than this one. So,
that's good.
All right, that is good. I think his son is 12. So, I could be wrong there, but anyway, so that was a good story. And at Texas Tech coach Chris Beard, listen, there are plenty of perks when you get to the national championship game, as you can imagine. But then in Lubbock, I mean, you start to become a celebrity. And with your celebrity status, that means free salsa at breakfast. This is a great story. I love this.
It's a great off season. I mean, the one thing that's been really pleasing is, you know, I'm a breakfast burrito guy in the mornings, and where I like to go, you have to ask for the salsa. They charge you for it, which is a little bit ridiculous. The first year, you know, when we weren't an NCAA tournament team, I would forget to order the salsa, and I'd have to wait back in line. The lady would charge me 30 cents. I think it's 33 with tax. Some mornings I wouldn't have cash, which is a common thing. So I got to pull my credit card out again, run it for 33 cents to get salsa. You know, you make the Elite Eight, and now I don't necessarily have to wait in line. You know, she kind of calls me up, but I still have to pay for it. You know, we play for the national championship, and now I'm pleased to say I get free salsa. Now, if we would have beat Virginia, maybe I could have gotten a free burrito. But at this point, I'm paying for the burrito, but I am getting complimentary salsas.
You know, as I'm listening to that, this is about the fifth time I've listened to that. It was just a great story and a great delivery. As I'm listening to it now, that sounds a lot like Mike Leach. I mean, that is like a Mike Leach story. That is outstanding. Good stuff there from Coach Beard. Unbelievable. And then, you know, Bill Self, of course, just down the road, you know, from Lawrence. He's in Kansas City. You know, tons of questions, and they were asked in so many different ways about the NCAA investigation, and he's not saying much. You know, kind of, you know, handled that, you know, pretty well. But then the whole Snoop Dogg fiasco, alleged fiasco. I think this thing got blown out of proportion at Late Night in the Fog. That gets asked again. Dog's supposed to be a G-rated, PG-rated, whatever, a toned-down show, and a few people complained about pole dancers. So, again, I can't believe it's still being brought up. But Self, to his credit, he played the remorseful part, and he's probably being sincere. But if I'm Bill Self, though, inside, I'm talking for me now. I'm not saying this is what Bill feels. This is what Bill Pollack feels, not Bill Self. But I'm loving this. Let me play Self's response to this whole Snoop Dogg thing.
I will say this: I've had a chance to actually reflect and self-evaluate. I do believe that there were some things that could have been better discussed within all the departments. That I wish would have taken place. So I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to throw anybody on the bus, but I just don't think all the departments were on the same page.
All right. So he does. Listen, he handles it well, reflecting, self-evaluating. Athletic director Jeff Long came out and said, "We're sorry. This isn't what we agreed upon." Look, for me, in this situation, not the whole Adidas NCAA investigation publicity, that's not good, but in most cases, any publicity is good publicity. And when I read the story about this Snoop Dogg thing, how he kind of went rogue and the outrage over some pole dancers, I'm reading it, and I'm watching on social media, every fan base just going bonkers and just banging on Self and KU for what they're saying is an absolute mess and a fiasco. Listen, no one else that weekend was talking about Coach K and Duke. You didn't hear anything about Kentucky. Nobody was talking about the Carolina Tar Heels. Tom Izzo at Michigan State, nope, nothing there. Everything was on, and the focus was on Bill Self in Kansas. And so if you didn't know the story, you started looking it up. Now, look, you know recruits. Were they appalled by this? No. They're checking out social media. What's his late night in the fog? So what's going on with Snoop Dogg? This was so much publicity for the target audience of what Bill Self is trying to recruit. So you apologize to a couple of the people that are pole dancers. Snoop Dogg, like, what would you expect? But this is huge, though. For, I mean, everyone is talking about Kansas basketball that weekend. That's the way I looked at it. I thought that, you know, for something that was, you know, pretty minor, a Snoop Dogg concert, what else do you expect? One, look, I'm not in the, you know, the recruitment age, but I'm also not at the age where I'm pulling my pants up past my belly button. So I'm, you know, I'm still somewhat hip. Hey, what do you expect from a Snoop Dogg? And now everyone is talking about your program over the weekend. And everyone is upset. Great publicity for Kansas. That's the way I look. That's my positive spin on it. So anyway, let's take a short timeout. We'll come back. We'll look at the great games from the weekend. And then we'll obviously preview stuff as well. So listen, if you can't hear the show live, you can download it each week as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you download podcast, and search Big 12 This Week. We'll be back with more from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and... And if you've got cut-rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. You can check out Big 12 This Week on TuneIn under College Sports Now. All right, so Oklahoma's number 5 in the rankings, behind Clemson at 4, Ohio State 3, LSU 2, and Alabama 1. In a couple of weeks, Bama plays LSU, and with Tua kind of banged up, not sure what's going to happen there. So the SEC West could get really interesting if LSU gets past number 9. Auburn and Alabama. If they sweep those Alabama teams, they're in a great spot to win the SEC championship. So why am I telling you? I'm just kind of breaking down how I think Oklahoma gets into this thing and still has a good chance. So, yeah, just one team from the SEC. Clemson, assuming that they continue to win the weak ACC, you can't leave the defending champ out. So they're in, and then I would assume a Big Ten team, if it's Ohio State or Penn State. If Wisconsin, after that horrible loss to Illinois, if they were somehow to sneak in, a little iffy there. So, listen, as long as Oklahoma takes care of business, and if they can run the table, they get in. What hurts the Sooners is that Kansas gave Texas a real run for the money. And, listen, even though Baylor is 7-0, it just feels like right now it's Oklahoma and then everyone else, Baylor and Texas. And, you know, Baylor is – they've overcome – fourth quarter deficits 3 times in the last 4 games. And they've got a knack for it. They've been doing it the last couple of seasons. But, you know, they're not blowing people away. So I think all of that stuff kind of has a negative effect on Oklahoma. That's why I don't think they can stumble. They've got to get through this Big 12 schedule, win the championship game, and then I think they're in. But let's go back to that Texas 50-48 win over Kansas. Wild game, a frantic fourth quarter. The teams exchanged 6 touchdowns, 2 field goals, a blocked extra point for a 2-point safety. Sam Ellinger completed 2 big passes in that fourth quarter, a 43-yarder to Devin Duvernay, a 51-yarder to Brewer. Here's a mashup from Longhorns play-by-play guy Craig Way.
First down and 10, shotgun snap. Ellinger sidesteps a tackler, throws deep downfield, got Duvernay, say goodnight to it. Touchdown, Texas. Ellinger with the quick strike to Devin Duvernay. 43 yards for the score. As the snap turns and off play action, Sam rolls right, looks back left, fires deep downfield, got Caper open, caught to the 20, to the 15, Brewer to the 10, inside the 5-yard line. Gavin Potter saved the touchdown for the moment. Cade Brewer's down to the 3-yard line.
Kansas, under their new offensive coordinator, Brent Dierman, looked like a completely different offense. Now, I think they exploited a Texas defense that, you know, has some issues. We know that. Carter Stanley, though, 27 of 47 for 310 yards, 4 touchdowns. He found Andrew Parchment. This made it a 40-40 game. Here's Brian Haney.
Second and 8 for Kansas. Stanley turns, throws deep toward Parchment. He turns. He makes the grab. Andrew Parchment is in the end zone.
He got that one.
Touchdown, Kansas. Back. Somehow, some way, he hauls it in, and the Jayhawks are within 1.
All right, then there was another touchdown with just over a minute to play, and then they decide, Les Miles, the Mad Hatter, he does it all the time. We're going to go for the two. We're going to try to take the lead. Stanley to Dalen Charlotte for the lead on this two-point conversion.
Stanley with four receiver sets, claps his hands, three-step drop, looking, throws to the back of the end zone. It's complete. Dalen Charlotte has got it. And for the moment, KU goes up with 1:11 to play. It's Kansas 48, Texas 47. Brent Dierman working wonders at KU.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, for the moment, that was a key phrase there by Haney, because that gave Texas just way too much time. They even tried to pay, what would they try that pass with like 8 seconds left, get it a little bit closer for Cameron Dicker, and as time winds down, he kicks the game winner, and Texas comes away with a 50-48 win. Exciting game, probably the most exciting one of the weekend. Oklahoma, big win over West Virginia, 52-14. The big question, avoiding a letdown, no issues at all. Oklahoma rolled up 562 yards of offense, and they've scored at least 34 points in 17 straight games. But West Virginia, Austin Kendall, who spent three seasons at Oklahoma as a backup to Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, 15 of 31, 182 yards. But he had a couple of nice touchdowns, though, to T.J. Simmons. They hooked up twice.
Neil Brown going to go on 4th and 6 from the 38 of the Sooners. WVU deploys two receivers to each side out of a shotgun set. Letty Brown to the right of the quarterback. Kendall takes a snap, drops the throw, and he fires, and the pass is caught. And here we go. T.J. Simmons, first down, sideline, 20, 15, 10, 5. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. T.J. Simmons takes it all the way in. West Virginia converting on 4th down and 6 with a pass to T.J. Simmons, who took it across the field, came to the near sideline, and ran right down the sideline for the touchdown. West Virginia is on the board on a 38-yard strike. Kendall to T.J. Simmons. 3rd and goal from the 7. WVU puts three receivers to the right and a single receiver, Wheaton, over to the left. Letty Brown's in the backfield with Austin Kendall. Operating from a shotgun, Kendall readies himself, has the football, drops straight back. He has time, now flushed from the pocket. He looks, sets his feet, throws it in the end zone. Wide open, pass caught, T.J. Simmons, touchdown in the back of the end zone. Simmons with his second touchdown of the half, in West Virginia, with 20 seconds to go here in our second quarter, makes it 28-13.
You know, Tony Caridi on the calls there. It's a two-touchdown game at the half. So West Virginia's in this thing. So maybe you are thinking a little bit of a letdown here. But starting the third quarter, a great drive. Jalen Hurts caps off a six-play drive with this.
28-14, Oklahoma on top. We're 2 minutes into the second half. Hurts, play action. Straight drop. Pocket collapses. He'll run it himself. He's got all kinds of room. 10-5, he'll walk in. Easy like Sunday morning. Jalen Hurts from 22 totes it into the end zone.
That's Toby Rowland. The Schooner took a spill after the Sooners' 4th touchdown. Thankfully, everyone was safe, even the ponies. But that, if you've seen the video, the poor woman that's in the front, I mean, she went absolutely flying. But everyone was okay, and then the crowd went crazy. Lincoln Riley after the wagon incident.
Yeah, it's nervous. I mean, scared for the people in it, and then just relieved when I saw everybody get up and okay, and then our crowd proceeded to go wild, which was kind of cool too. So yeah, but glad everybody's okay.
It was crazy. What I didn't know, at the back of the wagon, there were like all these supplies that came spilling out. I didn't know if they were heading back on the Oregon Trail, but there's, I don't know, look like soup cans. I don't know, stuff flying out of the back of this thing. And then the ponies, they just take off. They're dragging the cart, tearing up the field. Now that everyone's safe, it's fun, because I went back and I kept watching. I'm like, what is flying out? They've got you know, pork and beans flying out of the, you know, the supply. So anyway, everyone was safe. The crowd loved it. Some people are saying, you know, come on, let's keep animals off the field. Let's keep this safe. So I don't know. It was as long as everyone turned out all right. It was you know, pretty exciting moment in the game. So all right, let's go to Oklahoma. We'll take a break here in a little bit. Baylor 45-27 over Oklahoma State. Chuba Hubbard, the nation's leading rusher, had a couple of touchdowns on 32 carries, but it was his backup LD Brown who put the Cowboys up 27-24 early in the third.
First and 10, Cowboys at their own 32. A handoff to L.D. Brown. Breaks one tackle, breaks another. And Brown on the loose, down the left sideline. 40, 35, 30. Good night, Vienna.
battling. Dave Hunziker on the call, but then Baylor using their defense. We talk about coming back from deficits. Spencer Sanders had an interception, two costly fumbles. Things just kind of unraveled thanks to this Baylor's defense here in the fourth quarter.
Snap to Sanders. Ooh, he's hemmed in.
Oh, he dropped the football.
That's a touchdown.
It's picked up. Terrell Bernard will run it in for a touchdown. Ball popped out of the hands of Spencer Sanders. He turns it over. Terrell Bernard scooped it up and scored for the Bears. 17-yard return for a touchdown, and Baylor leads by 10.
Big game for them. And then Iowa State 34-24 over Texas Tech. Brock Purdy, 277 yards, all three of his scoring touchdowns for a 20-0 lead early in the second quarter. Two of them to tight end Charlie Kohler. Let's check out this one.
And there's Brock looking to throw it. And he throws left, has a man open. Kohler, touchdown! Charlie Kohler got separation at about the 10-yard line from Ennis Gaines. And then Purdy threw it right on the money for a Cyclone touchdown. And there's Brock looking to throw it. And he throws left, has a man open. Kohler, touchdown! Charlie Kohler got separation at about the 10-yard line from Ennis Gaines. And then Purdy threw it right on the money for a Cyclone touchdown.
John Walters on the call. Kansas State, last week we were talking with Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Wildcats. He said he wouldn't be surprised if the Wildcats came out with a better effort, and that was the case, winning at home 24-17 over TCU. Skylar Thompson, a big 61-yard run, and this was huge. It ended up setting up a go-ahead touchdown. Here's Wyatt with the call.
Thompson and crew from the near hash. It's a quarterback draw. 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Thompson to midfield and down the sideline. 40 to the 30 and out of bounds at the 30-yard line of TCU. Vernon Scott runs him out. Skylar Thompson with a big-time play.
All right, we're going to look at some upcoming games. We'll get to those. And plus our natural light, making it look natural, play of the week. That is coming up next. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place where back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners speak to undeniable power, where champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, where every team plays every other and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where pride is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12. A conference unlike all others. A conference with no divisions. A place where champions are crowned the right way. The Big 12 Championship, where pride is unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
The Big 12 Championship Game, Saturday, December 7th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. You can hear the show on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM on Thursday nights at 7 Eastern and Friday, 11 p.m. Eastern. That's on channel 375. Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. We're talking Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol, Big 12 Meat Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. And it's time for Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. Midway through the third, following a Texas Tech field goal to pull the Red Raiders to within 10, Iowa State took over on the next possession at the 25. Getting the ball was freshman Breece Hall, who put the Cyclones on the board again in one play.
And a pitch play to Hall, right side run. Pretty good blocking over there. He's across the 30, 35, 40, down the sideline, across midfield, 40, 30. Breece Hall is going to take it all the way for a Cyclone touchdown, 75 yards.
John Walters on the call. That's Breece Hall showing great speed, cruising down the sideline, keeping his balance, making it look natural. Presented by Natural Light Seltzer. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Let's hear from Brock Purdy, who talked about that big win after the game.
Yeah, I mean, we just played team football. Defense did their thing, got stops, and then got us momentum going for the offense, and we were able to put up some points. So it just clicked all the way around, so it was awesome.
All right. When we come back, we'll start previewing the games for this weekend. We've got 4 on the schedule. We'll look at those next. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder. Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now! And if you've got cut-rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place where back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners speak to undeniable power, where champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, where every team plays every other and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where pride is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I am your host, Phil Pollack. Appreciate you joining me. Another 11 a.m. kick for Oklahoma. They'll be at Kansas State. OU leads 76-19-4 in this series. And Joe Castiglione, the athletic director, saying that they're trying to do their best to kind of get these games moved around, add a little variety for their fans. But that's what we've got, another 11 a.m. kick for them. Offensive lineman John Michael Terry needed surgery. He's done for the year. Lincoln Riley talks about playing at K-State.
Oh, they're definitely a threat. I mean, you first look at what they've done defensively through the year. You know, and they've played extremely well defensively. They've got a very talented front. A couple really good defensive ends, a couple linebackers that we've played against, a couple secondary guys feel like they've been there forever. And they've really adapted well to this new scheme. I mean, they've been very stingy defensively, and even Oklahoma State, who's pretty high-powered, didn't just go up and down the field against them. So they're very good defensively. You know, offensively, the quarterback's back, and he's, you know, he really makes them go. You know, he's certainly a dual threat guy. We've seen him before, and so yeah, they're absolutely a threat. They've had some stretches of some really, really good ball, and they've obviously won some games against some very, very quality opponents. And so, and then you can't, you know, certainly going there is always a challenge. I mean, they, you know, it's they tend to play very, very well there, and have here for forever. And so there's no question it's going to be a big challenge. And this will be a new challenge. This will be different. You know, it's another new coach in the league, but certainly going on the road and then the style of ball that K-State plays is certainly different. And so it's, you know, there's going to be some really good football players on that field on both sides, and it'll be a slugfest.
Listen, you think you caught me. I want to back up, not offensive lineman, linebacker, rush linebacker, John Michael Terry. He's done for the year, needing leg surgery. 16 tackles, two and a half tackles for loss. So I said offensive lineman. Just correct myself there. So, all right, now as far as Chris Kleiman's club goes, a big confidence boost for his quarterback on that final drive where they went 95 yards, a big boost for Skylar Thompson.
It was huge, not only for Skylar, but for the whole football team to say, you know, in the fourth quarter we had an opportunity. Granted, we had to go 95 yards, and he made some great plays with his feet and with his arm, and we were able to run the football a little bit, and then we were able to get a stop on a two-minute drive. And so I think for the whole football team, it was something that we really needed.
And Kleiman, listen, even without John Michael Terry not being there, completely different defense from Oklahoma, what we're seeing so far. Yeah, he's got his concerns because they're playing some good ball right now.
I don't know what had happened in the past, but I look at them this year, and they're playing really fast. They're really sound in their fundamentals. They don't get misaligned. They don't get pulled out of gaps. They're tackling exceptionally well. But I just think they're playing with a lot of confidence, and they're just, you can just see how fast they're playing, and it's fun to watch as a defensive coach to flip it on and see a team play that well, play that efficient, and make big plays.
11 a.m. Central, Oklahoma at K-State. That game will be on ABC. A 2:30 kick, Oklahoma State at number 23, Iowa State. That game will be on Fox Sports 1. Mike, we talked about, we played the highlight from Baylor coming up with that fumble recovery, taking it in for a score. There have been ball protection issues for OSU freshman quarterback Spencer Sanders. And Mike Gundy was asked this week if it's time to consider a quarterback change.
To play quarterback at any level, particularly high school, college, and beyond, you have to have good ball security in the pocket, period. Okay? Now, you see some quarterbacks get away with it. Watch the guys that are veterans that have hung around and played forever and been successful. We used to make fun of Mason doing this all the time at practice. Well, he did it for the Steelers the other day, and he's still doing it. Watch Brady, watch Breeze, watch Rodgers, watch Russell Wilson. Those guys have good ball security in the pocket. It's a lot going on for a quarterback, and as soon as you start to do this, you're asking for it. You might get away with it, but you're asking for it. So we worked hard on it for 2 weeks. He was better. If you have the tape, you can go back and watch it. Throughout the game, he was much, much better. He put one on the ground in the fourth, and they picked it up and ran it in for a touchdown. Made it look worse. Glaring mistake. If they just recover it and get on the ball, and we hold him to a field goal, it's different. Should have, would have, could have, whatever. That's his responsibility. Forget the offensive line. He knows that. He understands that. He will accept responsibility for that. We'll continue to work in getting better. Okay? And you guys can watch for that. You'll see that sometimes. Some quarterbacks will take off and get away at times. Well, I see it. I don't care if I'm watching peewee football or the pros. I see it right away because I know the danger of it. That's his responsibility. He knows that. He has to continue to get better.
A visual presentation there by Gundy. He's talking about quarterbacks that hold onto the ball with both hands. Tom Brady does an excellent job of that. And he's talking about quarterbacks kind of taking off running, carrying it loose. So he was going through a whole presentation thing. So. But listen, he's not making a change. He's working with Sanders, and I think that's the right thing to do. So now on the other side of the coin here, Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says it's too early to make comparisons between freshman Breece Hall and former Cyclone standout David Montgomery. So, you know, listen, I mean, he was our, Natty Light play of the week, second straight game, 183 yards of rushing, just big games for him. So, here's more Campbell talking about Breece.
The great thing is to have a guy like David that can kind of set a standard of excellence, especially at a position of not only how he played, but how he carried himself in all areas. So I think that's one positive for a guy like Breece, to have somebody like that to look to. Breece has, you know, certainly shown in the last 2 weeks that he's got the ability to be a really successful running back. And, you know, I think time will tell with his growth of what he wants to become and maybe where he can take his talents. Sometimes it almost looks like he's sometimes not running, and then next thing you know, boy, he's kicked into a really high gear. And so I just think he's a natural athlete in a lot of ways. He's a really smooth athlete. He can catch it out of the backfield. He also can run it. And I think that smoothness is certainly something that is unique and different.
All right, another game at 2:30 that'll be on Fox. It's Texas at TCU. Tom Herman, obviously with the way that they were exploited by this new up-and-coming offense from Kansas. He says, listen, I understand that this defense is a work in progress.
It's everything. I mean, I don't – there's nothing – if it were that easy, it would be fixed tomorrow, you know, and but it's not. To just say it's one thing or you know, if we do this, then we will be a really good defense. I think, you know, guys that have been here for 2 and 3 years should be able to play man-to-man coverage and quarters coverage. So that's, you know, the coaches, we need to uphold our end of the bargain in terms of the techniques, and the players need to uphold their end by then employing those techniques on game day. And so, again, schematically, personnel-wise, I'm never going to say it's personnel. We're going to have really good players at the University of Texas. Now, how experienced are they? You know, how developed physically and mentally and from a technique standpoint? That's, you know, only time can handle experience, and we as coaches can handle the development part.
Couple of tough losses for TCU around a bye week. Last week at K-State, they lose by 7. And then with the bye week before that, it was a 49-24 loss at Iowa State. Herman talks about TCU and a couple of guys on the defensive side of the ball, number 90, Ross Blacklock, and number 6, Enos Gaines.
You know, number 90 is a load. He's as good a defensive tackle as we'll play this year. Number 6, their nickel is a really, really active player. So, you know, they're going to be really, really well coached defensively, and they are. I know they're still finding their way a little bit at the quarterback position, but, you know, Darius is having a great season. They've behind 4 senior offensive linemen, and then, you know, Jalen Rager is as electric as they come. So, they're going to play really, really well and hard on defense, be very difficult to scheme against. And then, you know, they've, especially with Rager and Anderson, they've got 2 really explosive players on offense too.
Look for some funky-looking uniforms from TCU. They're kind of gray. There's some red in there. A lot of stuff I'm seeing on social media. A lot of people not liking it, but it's certainly a different look. Maybe that will change some of their fortune as they host number 15 Texas again. That game is 2:30. And then the other one, a 6 p.m. kick on FS1, Texas Tech visiting Kansas. Obviously, we talked about the game, the huge number of points and yards that Kansas was able to put up against Texas. Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks. What has Brett Dierman done differently with the play calling that's led to success? And now that there's some video, does it make it a little bit harder for KU to scheme?
Well, obviously, when you think Brent Dierman and you look at his track record at Bethel and now at Kansas and the fact that he authored the book, The Evolution of the RPO, it's the run-pass option offense that has been his claim to recent fame and what will probably be his meal ticket to becoming a established household name in the Big 12 Conference as a guy that can move the football, move the chains, and score points. His 48-point debut and an ear win at Texas, I mean, was about as incredible as you could ever possibly fathom for a coordinator's first appearance calling the plays. And if that last kick by Cameron Dicker sails wide right, we're talking about a made-for-TV movie about the storybook finish that Kansas had in his first game as the signal caller. But in addition to the basic RPO stuff, I think he was just really creative in getting Puka Williams to the edge, getting him the ball in space, a chance to do what he does best when he gets those one-on-one matchups. And I think Carter Stanley's familiarity with the RPO offense going back to his high school days allowed him to be in command, in a groove, and able to really thrive. You asked about the possibility of it being on tape, making it difficult for the Jayhawks going forward. I think Brent Dierman's a really, really impressive offensive mind that's going to keep tweaking, keep making subtle changes each and every week to keep teams off balance and on their toes. And so I think that even though there's a little bit of film out there now, he's going to be a guy that's a problem for Big 12 defenses to game plan each of these final 5 weeks and heading into the future. So we're really excited.
All right. Listen, I want to take another break because I do want to just do a little more since I took the trip to Kansas City and I didn't get any barbecue. I do want to take just a couple of takes from some of the coaches at the Big Ten Basketball Media Day in Kansas City. So we'll touch on that a little bit and kind of wrap things up. So that's coming. I'll hear from Shaka Smart. I'll do some Bruce Weber too, and then I'll see if I can squeeze anybody else in. All right, so stick around for that. It's coming up. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and... if you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
We're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. You can listen to Big 12 This Week on TuneIn under College Sports Now. One of the rules, moving the three-point line back. I talked with a lot of the players, a lot of the coaches. They don't think it's going to make that much of a difference. Guys are shooting from back there anyway. They like to shoot from NBA range. Coaches don't think it's going to spread things out much, but there's one thing to watch for. Shaka Smart brought up a good point.
Well, I'll tell you one little thing, but it's obviously significant because – you know, our game is such one of possessions. Is I think early in this year you're going to see a lot more guys stepping out of bounds on the side just because there's less space over there. There's literally less than 3 feet, you know, on the sideline where the three-point line is. So that's been a big emphasis for us in the offseason. Last year playing in the NIT, we played with those experimental rules, so we got a little bit of a taste for it. I don't think you're going to see teams shoot less three-pointers. I think people will shoot as many or more. The question is, are they going to be as effective shooting from out there? You know, from what I've seen from our team, I think we have a chance to have a really good shooting team. So I like the fact that the three-point line is moved further back because it does force the defense to guard another foot and change, you know, further away from the basket, which hopefully opens up opportunities to drive and throw the ball inside.
I talked earlier about a lot of new players coming in, rosters turning over, and that's certainly the case with Bruce Weber's squad at Kansas State. They went from champs to being picked ninth, and they need to replace 39 points from a year ago. Not too much of a concern, though, for Coach Weber.
I mean, you know, the predictions, obviously, you know, it's not great for your fans and selling tickets, but at the same time, you know, for us, it doesn't matter. We, you know, every year there's somebody that's picked eighth or ninth, seventh, that ends up being in the top of the league, that ends up, you know, Texas Tech playing for a national championship, whatever it might be, that it always happens. We were, I think a couple of years ago, we were picked eighth and ended up in the Elite Eight. So, you know, it doesn't matter. It's what happens every day in practice. Our guys' mindset, their belief, their confidence, their growth, is so important.
All right, we're going to have much more from the coaches and players in the coming weeks here. We're getting close to tip-off. We've got some teams playing some scrimmages, some other secret scrimmages, although you can kind of research that online to find out who's playing who in these secret scrimmages. So we're getting close. We're getting close to tip-off. So it was kind of exciting to be in Kansas City today. So we'll come back, have some final thoughts. We'll wrap up with football. Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
All right, wrapping things up here on Big 12 This Week. A couple of conference notes for you. Baylor and Oklahoma are 2 of 10 teams nationally to remain undefeated. The Bears' 9-game win streak dating back to last season is tied for 4th in the FBS. What I'm trying to read this note here on the fly. This didn't make sense to me. The Baylor's 7 wins ties its season total from 2018. Okay, and the Bears are the only FBS program that is undefeated after going 1-11 in 2017. I got you. Okay, that makes a little sense. What else do we have here? Oklahoma takes its longest active true road streak of 22 games into Manhattan. The Sooners have not lost a true road game in over 5 years. October 4th. Of 2014. How about that? All right. Thank you for joining in. Some great games this weekend, and we will be back with you next week. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.